Although we want to be happy all the time, we do not know how to do that. This is our problem. This is our main problem. And we are always destroying. If we have a little bit happiness, we experience a little bit uplifted mind, then what do? Normally, we destroy on top our own happiness by developing anger, negative views, and negative intentions, and then, of course, also actions, finally. We are always trying to escape from problems, even in our dreams, but we do not know how to liberate ourselves from suffering and problems. So this is our actual problem, that we do not understand clearly what is the source, the cause of happiness. Because if we do not understand the actual cause of happiness, how are we going to experience pure happiness? It's just not possible. And if we have a wish to be free from suffering, we need to identify very clearly what is causing suffering. And then, of course, we can eliminate it. And from where do we receive this information, these teachings, this advice, these scientific methods? Where are they coming from? Only from Buddha's teachings, Dharma. And therefore, we pray from the depth of our heart, may holy Dharma flourish forevermore, because every living being must find these teachings to be able to fulfill their wishes of being able to experience pure, everlasting happiness and permanent freedom from any problems and suffering. Can you see this relationship? So important. And I think we could make like these three lines, like a continuous prayer in our heart. You know, I think it's very powerful. So, yeah, what is the real cause of our suffering and problems? We can say our delusions, our negative states of mind, and also here, in modern Buddhism, in the preface, Venerable Geshe-la gives a very brief explanation. I come back a little bit later to explain it a little bit more in detail. But this gives us just an idea, a general idea, where is my suffering coming from? Where? What is the actual source, the actual cause? And of course, normally we are convinced that our problems, our suffering, are coming from external conditions. And Buddha is saying, no, that's not right. This is not the correct view or not the correct understanding. So what is then the correct understanding? So in general, we can say, like I've been reading, so we want to be happy, but we ourselves do destroy our own happiness by developing anger, attachment, jealousy. We destroy our own happiness. So we need to learn to practice methods that do protect our mind from these inner poisons of delusions, like anger, jealousy, attachment, ignorance, and so forth. So what is the actual protection? It's Dharma, practice, spiritual practice. Spiritual refers to our mind. Practice is a training, a development, a transformation, an improvement. And only by engaging each and every living being engaging in this inner path, in this inner development, in this spiritual practice, Only then there is hope for happiness to appear in this world and an absence or a cessation of suffering. There's no other way. Venerable Geshe-la repeated this many, many times in every teaching. And he said, I know, I have repeated this 100 of times, and I will continue to repeat it. There is no other solution to human problems and human sufferings than Buddha Dharma, Buddha's teachings, Buddha's instructions. There is no other method, and there is no other method to establish pure happiness in this world unless each and every living being assumes the responsibility to develop the cause of real happiness within their own hearts, which is inner peace, peaceful mind, which we can attain or accomplish only through putting these precious teachings of Buddha into practice. And this training, this transformation, we call a spiritual practice. Spiritual practice in how to transform your life. Venerable Geshe-la does explain it very clearly in detail, spiritual practice, what it refers, and the importance of a spiritual practice. So, yeah, let's go back. What is the main problem? Venerable Geshe-la says here, in the preface of modern Buddhism, in reality, or in truth, all the problems we experience day to day come from our self-cherishing and self-grasping. So here we have now very clearly identified where the root or the source of all our suffering and problems. And of course, if we understand this, believe this, then this is what we want to abandon.